Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
He kōna I purangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
And now, for the one you're waiting for today's evening, Pandit Anand Bhatti.
Bridging the 12,000 kilometres between India and Aotearoa.
For a migrant here in New Zealand, though, to get a chance to hear you sing in their adopted home country, that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm really happy that they are arranging such concerts, and they are trying to keep that link with our traditional music, and that is very good to see.
For fans of Indian classical music like Dr. Vasu Hartangari, hearing Pandichi Anand Bhatti perform in their adopted home of Auckland is a special treat.
I've been in New Zealand 55 years, and I was brought up in my home listening to Indian vocal classical music, and when we first came, that was a rarity. But in the last 25 years, it has picked up, and it has really brought back old memories for many people who strive for the interest that they had at home.
What does it mean for you to come here and listen to A Taste of Home?
Yes, A Taste of Home, and definitely it does take me back there, yeah. It does take me back. I enjoy it, yeah.
Connecting diaspora with Indian arts and culture is what Prashanth Belwalkar and his wife Varsha dreamt of when they started the Migrant Heritage Trust here 16 years ago. The trust helps promote Indian performing arts and literature amongst the community and served initially to help Prashanth and his wife reconnect to their culture and fulfil their passion for the arts. As first-generation migrants, the Belwalkars found adjusting to their new life in Aotearoa a struggle.
So in 2000, we were the 45th family, and then by the time today now, it is more than 800 families which are there in this country. So we could say we were the earlier trendsetters of Maharashtrians who...
Was it lonely at first?
Of course, it was. It was lonely at first. And getting people to even invest their time and energy in supporting this was a big ask kind of stuff. Luckily, we had a few fellow crazy people like me who sort of joined the gang. So we managed to survive and keep this going. Yeah. From a psychological point of view, it's a very cushioning effect into that one, that you have somebody who can speak your language, who can understand what you're going through. And being first-generation migrants, that's an emotional, soft hold, that you can say, which is very important. Because once you miss, if you get that, then that sort of takes you a lot further in your life. So, yeah, it was very important. Yeah.
Bringing an artist of Pandichi's calibre down under for the first time is a huge achievement for Prashanth and the Migrant Centre. The former child star is one of India's most celebrated classical vocalists.
And after 15 years of running the charity, is this a bit of a highlight for you?
Yes, of course. Of course, getting a calibre of Pandichi over here is, of course, a big highlight for us. The first feedback that we get into is, thank you so much for bringing these kind of people, because that at least, that's a gap that is that gets filled up. They miss this, which they could do that very much in India, which is not happening over here regularly.
Did it take a while to get him?
Yes, yes it did. So he's a busy person. And in fact, this tour also, it's like we were looking at Australia and New Zealand combined, but then things were not working out. So we said, doesn't matter if Australia doesn't take it, we would love to have you here. So he's going to UK after this, so we tried to squeeze in within that period as much as possible.
Prashant's wife, Varsha, also instrumental in getting these well-known musicians to perform here.
Looking at the crowd here, there's young and older, people here.
So people who are really, they are interested in Indian classical music. As you know, there is a different classes, like people are more into Bollywood, but this is our traditional roots, Indian classical music, and that's what we are trying to teach people and promote Indian classical music.
The music genre is rooted in ancient traditions and characterized by melodies and rhythmic patterns made up of raga, a set of notes like scales in Western music. No one raga is the same.
There are different ragas and samay raga. So if it is evening, there are different raga, different moods. If it is early morning, it depends on your body. It depends on the weather patterns and all. There are different rags. So depends on. So today it's evening. So evening concert starts with evening ragas and that concludes with Bhairavi.
What basically differentiates, it's a music of soul. So classical music, Indian classical music, it's not a music that you just go by the ear, but it's something for the heart and mind as well.
The vocal range for Indian classical artists can go up to 3 octaves. Singers and musicians are taught by a guru, and the tradition is typically learnt over a lifetime.
Indian classical music is such that you have to take it from, you have to learn it from a guru in person. So you can't read a book and learn Indian classical music. So you have to, because guru is like a guide for you in what you are doing wrong and what you are doing right.
For Pandichi, the opportunity to tour here for the first time is a dream come true.
After knowing about Migrant Heritage Charitable Trust, I knew that there are good listeners of music here, so that's from musical angle I'm looking forward as an artist, and yes, I wanted to see the country. My link with New Zealand actually goes back to childhood, watching New Zealand play cricket and I love the way New Zealand team plays cricket. They are so passionate about their game. And
who are some of your favorite cricketers from New Zealand?
Started with Sir Richard Hadley, of course. Then there was Martin Crowe. And in the current team, of course, it's their captain, Williamson. So there have been a few great players.
Classical Indian music fans of all ages were delighted by Pandichi and his musicians.
It's quite soothing to listen to, yeah. I know it is too deep, it has a lot of layers to it, but still it's quite soothing and you feel good. Yeah.
And your friends that are here as well, your age group, it's yes. It's another generation that appreciating this.
No, that's the thing. Some of them, they also play some instruments, so they are quite well versed with music and they do know some of the rags and all the intricacies of the classical music, so it's quite good.
Yeah.
So I get to learn a few things from them as well.
Yeah. It's a lifetime of learning, isn't it?
It is.
And I must say, with Prashant, who has created this group of performing arts and promoting Indian classical music, it's been a boon for the Indian diaspora.
A diaspora that now call New Zealand home, but who still crave the culture of their birthplace.
It's preserving the past, so making sure that the past of our rich cultural heritage is actually preserved through the next generation, and then the next generation gets taught about it in terms of education, of the cultural activities, classical music, performing arts, writing, literature, everything included in that. If we can, pass on that legacy which they have done for so much of time to the next generation, we would have sort of done our small bit of efforts in terms of continuing the efforts that they have put forth in retaining their rich Indian cultural heritage.
That was Ruwani Pereira enjoying an Indian classical Hindustani music concert with Pandit Anand Bhatti from India. I'll be back next week with another episode of Here Now. Today's episode was mixed by Blair Stagpole. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.